Look, when you drive Puget Sound area freeways, you're going to spend a lot of time going very slowly, sometimes even stopped in traffic. Is that the time when you pull out your distractor? News analyst Joni Balter says the law regarding your commuting companion may be about to change. Joni, good morning.
Good morning.
What is this about?
So the Washington Traffic Safety Commission wants a new law that essentially updates Washington's already landmark law on texting and driving and cell phoning. What they want to do is they want a law that says no touching the phone while driving. And that covers texting and everything else. You can still talk on the phone hands-free while driving, but no screen time.
What's the current law say?
The current law says you can actually have a handheld phone that's not touching your ear. And it also says no texting while driving. But let me tell you what is left in the gray area there. So all the other activities that people are engaging in, you see them, the bicyclists see them, the pedestrians see them. They are Facebooking. They are tweeting. They are buying stocks. They are on Amazon. Because they're not mentioned specifically in the original law, and some of these things we didn't even have when this law was passed, or they certainly weren't as popular, because they're not mentioned, it ends up in a gray area. So a judge has to decide, is this considered texting or not?
How dangerous is texting and Facebooking and stock buying supposed to be?
Well, okay, so let's do a couple of facts here. Distracted driving is a factor in 30% of fatal crashes in our state. I'm talking about all fatal crashes, anything that involves traffic. And then talking on a handheld cell phone, I'll break it down a little bit for you. Talking on a handheld cell phone while driving is associated with a four-fold crash increase. Texting, oh my gosh, texting while driving increases the crash risk 23 times. Similar, and I'll do this in drunk driving terms, similar to the risk associated with driving at a blood alcohol level of 0.19. And as you know, the level for adults, the cutoff in the state of Washington is 0.08.
If everyone's so sure that driving and gadgeting is awful, why do we still do it? It apparently works for us, Joni.
It apparently works for us because traffic is so miserable out there. So people are at longer and longer backups at intersections or just in general. And so they figure they are multitasking. They are saving time. Hey, I'll just take care of that one email or that one little bit of business that I had to do.
It takes the sting out of the traffic jam.
It takes the sting. I'm bored. I need things to do. And I'm not going to get home in time to handle all this or get to work in time to handle all of that.
What about using your gadget while you're stopped? You're at an intersection. You're at a stoplight. A lot of people, that's when you pull it out.
Well, yeah, I've seen that too. But let's talk about what distracted driving or being on a smartphone does to your driving skills. So it's a visual distraction. You are looking away from the road. And while you're at that intersection, you know, if you're not on your phone, you are sizing up the intersection. The guy with the umbrella, the skateboarder, certainly the cyclist. But when you're on your phone and you just look up when it's green, you did not have time or ability to size up that intersection. The next distraction is a physical distraction. Your hands do the best work when they're on the wheel. Like, we're not debating this point, right? And a mental distraction. You are thinking of something other than that. The new law would get rid of two of those distractions, the visual distraction and the physical distraction.
Yeah, we're not outlawing mental distraction while driving, are we? Because that's called KUOW.
I was just going to say that. Seattle. It's so funny that you would mention that in music. And come on, they have to be somewhat reasonable. Right.
That's news analyst Joni Balter. And she told me that the Washington Traffic Safety Commission has asked Governor Inslee to champion these changes. We'll see how high he prioritizes that. This is KUOW 94.9 Seattle. As we said, the distracting news and information.